Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle interest still remains quiet, but given the limited activity over the past month, especially in the South, it's hard to rule out the development of at least limited trade today. This could spark some additional market activity through futures trade after choppy market direction has developed in the last couple of sessions. Bids are expected to remain quiet until at least later today, with asking prices about $130 in our part of the country. This may add some additional late-week support to all the cattle markets. Now, moving on to the hogs, firm pressure early in the week is expected to leave markets vulnerable for additional price pressure over the next couple of days, although the lack of solid long-term demand potential has continued to leave market questions about just how much further buyer interest will be seen from China. The focus on current strong production levels and seasonal demand for pork within the country is likely to help support fundamentals. June futures have pulled back nearly $7 from the early month highs as traders continue to focus on the long-term potential of China trade. Cash trades called about a dollar higher this morning with most bids steady. Moving to the grains, mostly weaker markets today in Chicago and Kansas City as they post small losses while Minneapolis is bouncing slightly. There is no momentum in wheat whatsoever as contract low after contract low has failed to spur any buying. Global importers have also been relatively quiet, with prices at 18-month lows. Spring wheat planting is breaking loose across the northern plains this week, though, although rain and cooler temperatures this weekend could slow drills a bit. That said, there is much more confidence all intended spring wheat acres could be seeded as producers swap out poorly draining fields with a crop which can't be planted later this spring or even early summer. Now, corn futures are higher this morning, attempting to bounce from yesterday's fresh round of contract lows. Traders continue to use words like demoralized, dead, and pathetic when describing the corn market and price action of late, and would agree. Now, soybeans from May up 3 cents here early this morning, although one can hardly call it a bounce after yesterday's bloodletting. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down 45 cents, 121.12. August down 57, 118.20. May feeder cattle down 117, 149.62. August up 7 cents, 159.70. May hogs down 120 at 87.82. Kansas City wheat, May up 2 and 3 quarters, 414 and a half. July up 2 and 3 quarters at 421. Chicago wheat, May up 3 cents, 438 and 3 quarters. July's up 3 and a quarter, 445. May corn down 3 and a half, 351 and a quarter. July's down 3 and a quarter at 360 and a quarter. May soybeans down 15 cents, 862. July down 15 and a quarter, 875 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.